This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In the morrow's today.
Roger Stone and Laura Loomer, who confronted Linda Saussure, the Juncker Soros dropping. She'll be joining us coming up in the next segment with Roger Stone. Right now we're taking your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Christian in Houston, Texas. Thanks for holding. I really appreciate you doing that. Go ahead.
Hi. I've been a fan for quite a long time. I wanted to talk about the vaccines.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe I've been affected by it because I have this thing called polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you take the Gardasil shot?
Yeah. Sadly, my grandparents made me do it.
So how old are you? You're about 20?
Yeah.
The average trendy would ask how I know all that, because I know the numbers, I know the dates and the histories. I know which vaccine out of over 300 does that. I'm sorry that UN project hit you. Ma'am, it's 100% fact that it was a UN eugenics program. It was tested in Texas. It's been deployed against six Latin American countries right now, and is a what they call a soft sterilant, in that it doesn't affect everyone. It depends on how the genetic mutagen has the effect, according to the top scientists we've interviewed on the subject. But absolutely, you know why Rick Perry said it was the law to take it, which it wasn't. He just meant it was mandated. So the state health department, if that happens, it kicks in the vaccine damage fund federally and at the UN so that they could dump that weapon on the market and hit girls between ages 10 and 12 about 8-9 years ago with the bioweapon. And so that is a bioweapon you were hit with, and I'm very sorry to hear that.
Okay. And also, I hope we don't go into like a Hunger Games or Divergent type government.
Well, Trump's trying to turn that around. Doesn't mean he's not going to be a strong man in this emergency surgery, but everything he's been targeting is nasty and bad. That's its own Pandora's box. But yeah.
Trump is.
So let me ask you, did you have a big fever, an autoimmune response, any convulsions, or did it just happen once you went into puberty? Because it's directly linked with ovarian cancers and a bunch of other forms of sterilization. Can you tell them? Because, you know, they actually inject you with non-attenuated virus.
Well, I noticed that I started growing, like, facial hair and stuff like that. And and I went to the doctor, and they diagnosed me with it.
Wow. Well, you know, that's how I knew that vaccine's directly linked to that in the trials.
Yeah.
You know, and the funny thing about it is I can show somebody an insert, and they won't read it, but if I can guess, that kind of impresses people. And I don't want to impress them for me. I want them to read about Gardasil. Did you know that India and Japan have banned Gardasil? Did you get red spots or any type of hives on your body after the vaccine?
Not that I can remember, but.
Well, as sad as this is, Christian, you know, a lot of women or young girls have convulsions after being given it, and quite a few die. Have you search engined Gardasil deaths or Gardasil adverse reactions?
Researched the link between polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Yeah.
And it said, some girls, experience, irregular cycles afterwards.
Oh, yeah. It's very special. We're not sure exactly how it all works, but it's something else. By the way, the vaccine insert says it doesn't protect you from HPV. So the argument is, oh, you do this because it'll protect you, and of course it doesn't protect you. I'm very sorry. I hope you get better. We'll pray for you.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here's a surprise.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
We see you too, jerks.
I know that you have, because there's magic in life.
Look at how the pedophile rings, the rape rings, the satanic rings are all coming out. The globalism, the Europe ally of the radical Islams, the radical Islamists. Notice how all that's coming out now. Well, don't worry. It'll be a day late, a dollar short. But just like they injected Native Americans and black people and poor whites with live syphilis for 45 years, and they shot up Peruvians and Mexicans with it too, and people in Eastern Europe, you name it, and the radiation testing and all of it, it's going to come out about the vaccines and what they've been adding to them. They even hide it in plain view. I remember about a year after the HPV vaccine, they were in the news in medical reports going, oh, the year before we released it as a simulant of H1N1, an attenuated virus in the vaccine, but it wasn't attenuated in the term of radiating it and breaking the virus so that it could replicate its protein chain of RNA. We left it alive. We just attenuated it so it wouldn't be more deadly. And the scientists asked, well, how'd you do that? Oh, we're not going to, that's proprietary. So they actually introduced that flu. So you have to understand, they mean business. Business. And anybody that trusts anything coming out of Big Pharma is insane. The Clintons, back when they were governor, co-governor, they were the only state in the union that would allow prison blood to be sold out of the prisons. And then they would have it certified as clean, even though they knew every group of blood had HIV and hepatitis in it. And it turned out Bayer Pharmaceutical knew about it. This is all public news, by the way. If you're a new listener, it's not my opinion. This is all admitted. And they had Factor VIII and all the rest of it. And they shipped it out. And then they had the corporate minutes in Australia and France of the Bayer executives saying, so what? Ship it out. Hemophiliacs are a burden. Kill them. So you just remember that. Remember that. They'll sit around, those executives, makes it feel real big. Like, sure, all the blood's contaminated. You think I didn't know that? Too many hemophiliacs. Oh, but if somebody was to go to those executives' houses, which I'm not calling for, and line them up and chop them up with machetes, oh, it'd be all over the news. The poor, sweet little executive got chopped up with a machete. Because, see, they're a human. We're just animals. The big executives, why, they've got rights. Hey, there's somebody, but you're going to take the vaccine. You're going to die. You're going to be diseased, and you're not a person. All right, we're going to go to Roger Stone right now. He's got Laura Loomer coming up in the next segment. I had a bunch of callers I said I'd get to, but we got Dan and Colt and Mike. Maybe we should get their numbers. I should call them tomorrow and have them back on as special guest. So I don't want to promise to go to calls and not get to them all, but Roger, you've got a full plate, but I got to tell you, 3.3 growth rate, something they never said would happen. They said it's impossible to go to 3%. Trump says investigate Scarborough over death of intern. That's InfoWars.com exclusive. The head of the EU says, yeah, we're going to flood you with Muslims. Europeans are bad. He's quoted. He's a Nazi, which is totally bizarre. I guess Nazis like to exterminate groups of people. We've just got all this Matt Lauer collapsing, the whole power structure getting rid of all these reporters that have failed, using old sexual harassment cases they sat on. Trump says go after the head of NBC, that he's really the top target. I agree. Where are the executives getting in trouble on mere allegations? I'm not defending Lauer. What a time to be alive, my friend. This is truly amazing. What's the next shoe to drop, Roger Stone?
Well, Alex, it's interesting that mainstream media is literally going out of their minds over the fact that Donald Trump this morning tweeted a video, a link to a video, regarding Islamic terrorists killing a Dutch man who was in crutches. He also took a good, solid shot at his nemesis, Joe Scarborough. There'll be more on the Joe Scarborough story coming out, and we'll bring it to you here first at InfoWars. But it is interesting to me, Alex, that the president acts very Trumpian after a refreshing weekend in Palm Beach. As you know, we reported here at InfoWars that General John Kelly, according to Vanity Fair, had a tight plan to block access to the president during his rest period in Palm Beach, and the president wouldn't be able to go to the main dining room. Well, my sources tell me he was holding court in the main dining room, talking to friends old and new, and when he came back to the job, he was on the attack through his Twitter feed. The entire media is now scratching their heads as to why the president is being Trump. They ask me, what's his strategy? What Machiavellian play is this? No Machiavellian play. Donald Trump's the real thing. He's the genuine article. He had no problem taking a shot at Joe Scarborough because Scarborough's taken numerous shots at him. This is the Donald Trump that we elected. He is exulting over the firing of Matt Lauer, and he is on offense.
That's right, Matt Lauer going along with the made-up PP gate, going along with the made-up, edited tape about grabbing by the whatever. Meanwhile, Trump retweets video of alleged attacks on Muslims. Fox News even acts like it's alleged. These are documented, real, known cases. Again, throwing gays off buildings, you name it. They have totally jumped the shark in that they're demonizing him for the big taboo because all the murders, all the bombings, all the shootings, all the attacks, they never say it's Islamic. He has broken the cardinal rule to talk about our Lord and Saviors, the Islamists.
Well, and Alex, I had calls today from working reporters at the Washington Post, at Politico. They all want to know, well, where did the president get these links? The links are online. The president's capable of having someone go online and find it for him if he's heard about it, or find it himself. It is interesting to me the way he continues to confound his critics. Now, the New York Times has reported that he is bringing the NBC Billy Bush tape into question, at least its authenticity, and that privately he has continued to express some concerns about the president's birth certificate. I have not heard him say either one. I don't know anyone that he has said either one to, but I do know the reporters in question, and I believe that they do have some solid sources. For those in the base, it shows that Donald Trump is still Donald Trump.
We're getting Laura Loomer on the line right now. She's got her conversation with Laura Sorcerer coming up. But the fact that these are all known video clips that have already been confirmed, throwing the gays off the buildings, beating the Dutch man to death, doing all this to imply that Islam, when they go to the bathroom, flowers come out. I mean, the media acting like, oh, Trump's done it now. That shows this is what he should be doing every day. Whatever they say don't do, whatever they say is discrediting, it's the opposite. Whatever they say, he should do the opposite.
Well, we've had a sea change. This was unthinkable under Barack Obama. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton wouldn't admit that Islamic terrorism even existed. It's the new day. There's a new sheriff in town, and the videos that the president sent are consistent with his policies on destroying ISIS.
That's right. You're coming up. There she is, Laura Loomer, right there on screen. Briefly, folks, free shipping is going to have to end tomorrow. It's been going on for a week and a half. We got 50% off on a bunch of the best-selling items, books, films, T-shirts, the real red pill. Amazing. Wow, talk about comboing it with Brain Force. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for building InfoWars. I want to thank you all for being the victory. I don't want to just thank Roger or Laura or you. All of us together, the crew that puts up with me, because it's not an act what I'm doing here on air. I mean, I'm a maniac because not in personal life, but when I deal with this stuff, I mean, this is war. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. A bunch of specials have already had to end because we sold out of some of our best-selling items, but there's a bunch of stuff left. Silver Bullet, Brain Force, Survival Shield, Super Male, Knockout, the new Red Pill, even though it's a brand-new product, 50% off. I want you to see how great it is. Brain Force, you name it, and free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Coming up, Laura Loomer stood up one of the Islamic dirtbags in America, one of the biggest pieces of filth.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? you can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Mayor and the greatest mayor, Mr. 9/11, Rudy Giuliani. And you're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your pinch-hitting host, Roger Stone. Joining me now is scrappy guerrilla conservative journalist Laura Loomer, who has extraordinary breaking news about recent irregularities in Washington when it comes to the use of the presidential limousine. Laura, lay it on us.
Thanks for having me, Roger. Yeah, so I was teasing this story earlier last week with Alex Jones, but I was able to, you know, speak with the source who provided me with the information and their own firsthand encounter, and they've agreed to do an exclusive interview. So, in 1999, this source, who will be unnamed for now until they do their interview, was working as a White House advanced staff member in California under Bill Clinton's presidency. And Bill Clinton would come to Los Angeles, California, and he would stay at the Century Plaza Hotel. And while he was staying there on numerous occasions, he would hang out with Hollywood political donors who were friends of his. As we know, Bill Clinton is friends with Kevin Spacey. He's friends with Harvey Weinstein. And a lot of these other problematic male Hollywood elitists who are now being accused of sexual harassment and rape and sexual assault. And according to this staffer, he was instructed by another White House official, White House staffer under Bill Clinton, to entertain Kevin Spacey. So he used one of the presidential motorcades, and this was, I guess, standard with Bill Clinton's presidency, to entertain Kevin Spacey and took Kevin Spacey out for dinner, to nightclubs with other individuals who were working with Bill Clinton. Sometimes Bill Clinton was present as well. And according to the source, he engaged in a sexual act or had sex with Kevin Spacey in one of these official presidential motorcade cars. And he's not claiming that Spacey assaulted him or harassed him. It was consensual. But what he has an issue with and wanted to expose is this blatant abuse of political power and resources on the taxpayer dime, right? Literally using presidential motorcades, which we pay for as taxpayers, to have sex. Right, to allow your friends who are now being accused of being pedophiles and having to apologize for touching underage boys for your own sexual perversions and delights. And it gets worse. And he went on to say that sometimes the motorcade vehicles used to transport Bill Clinton would smell of alcohol and marijuana. And another individual who's also implicated in this is Al Gore, who also ran for president. Al Gore was present at some of these events that Bill Clinton would have at the Century Plaza Hotel when he was in town in California. And according to the staffer, he was instructed to go on late night Heineken runs for Al Gore. So he would go out and buy six packs of Heineken for Al Gore, drop them off at his hotel room, and then Al Gore would order masseuses to come to his room late at night. And this was all documented by the source, of course, who has photographs with Bill Clinton in front of Air Force One, with Al Gore, photographic evidence proving that he, in fact, was an advance employee. And it's really interesting that this is all coming to light now, because in 2006, Al Gore was actually accused. An official complaint was filed against him for sexual abuse, and it was filed by a masseuse at a hotel who claimed that Al Gore ordered a masseuse to come to his room at a very expensive hotel very late at night, and that the session was 3 hours long, and that he sexually abused her.
So to recap the stunning story, your source, and we went through this morning, you got this cold, said that right. The presidential motorcade was being used to pick up and transport prostitutes and other party favors for Bill Clinton, as well as sending the presidential limousine out on a beer run for Al Gore. And this is really incredible. A gay hookup in the back of the presidential limousine for Kevin Spacey because he's an FOB, friend of Bill. Extraordinary. Now, I know you plan to roll this out with your source because we don't put anything on the air at InfoWars.com. We don't have a high degree of confidence, has checked out. And I know that you are indefatigable in terms of tracking these things down. By the way, Laura brought my attention to the fact that Hillary and Chelsea Clinton are in New York City tonight, where they have a joint book signing of the books that neither one of them wrote at the Strand Bookstore on West Broadway in downtown Manhattan. Gee, that's funny. Loomer and Stone, they're in New York. Laura, maybe I'll see you over there later.
Yeah, just like we were talking earlier, I'm looking forward to seeing you later, Roger.
this could be a near riot. Look, so I find this to be an extraordinary story. Later on, coming up, we have Kevin Berry, who is the author of the book Vaccine Whistleblower and heads Freedom First, a group arguing that mandatory vaccinations are unconstitutional. And also a vaccination activist, Michelle Ford, talking to us about the over $3.7 billion that have been paid out to people damaged by government-required vaccines. Laura Loomer, thank you so much for joining us on the Alex Jones Show, and I'll see you later.
See you later, Roger. Thanks for having me.
Folks, now would be a superb time for you to go to the InfoWars.com store, where we have some extraordinary specials. And I feel that I'm remiss if I don't remind you that we here at InfoWars are completely listener and viewer supported. We don't have any globalist billionaires, any shady red Chinese writing big checks to cover our expansion or our broadcasts. We have to depend solely on the patriots and info warriors who loyally go to this site. And some of these sales absolutely blow my mind. Silver Bullet, the very best colloidal silver product, I think, in the market, 67% off. My all-time favorite, which is, of course, Brain Force Plus, making this broadcast entirely possible. I find that it brings me mental clarity and mental energy. These are just two examples of the extraordinary sales going on now at the InfoWars.com store. BrainForce Plus, $19.95, extraordinary price. That's 50% off. You don't want to be without this. It makes those 12 and 15-hour days manageable. So, folks, please go to the InfoWars.com store and help us help you. Help us continue to spearfight the fight for America.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our
Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on The Alex Jones Show. Joining me now is the author of a terrific book called Vaccine Whistleblower. It is a book recounting the tape-recorded conversations with Dr. William Thompson, the federal official charged with vaccine safety, Kevin Berry, who is the head of First Freedoms, an activist active in the movement to question the safety of vaccinations, joins me now. Kevin, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you very much, Roger. Thanks for having me.
So, Kevin, first of all, tell us about your book and what it says, and tell us about the stunning information that you have learned out of California, a state which has now recently made it a requirement that children be vaccinated before they can attend the public schools.
Right. Dr. Thompson was is a CDC vaccine safety researcher. Four recorded calls were done by Dr. Brian Hooker, who's an activist in California. And the headline of what Dr. Thompson is saying is that vaccine safety is an open question. And he's in a position to know because he's a named author on studies of thimerosal, the mercury preservative in vaccines, and on the MMR vaccine. And he says that research that he was a named author on the MMR was fraudulent. And he says that he would never give his wife a thimerosal-containing shot if she was pregnant. So of the entire vaccine schedule, which is allegedly safe, the only two things they ever looked at, they found problems with both. So how that applies to California, do you want me to go right to California?
Yes, please.
Well, in 2015, California they whipped up a frenzy about a few measles cases in Disneyland, none of which were transmitted in schools, and they passed vaccine mandates covering the 39 million citizens of California. One-eighth of Americans live in California. So they got a captive market. So what... And that bill was dropped in March 2015. The same week that that bill was dropped, the CalPAC, the California Medical Association's Political Action Committee, donated $100,000, a little over $100,000, to the California Democratic Party. And then that bill passed through all the California committees, the House, the Senate, and was signed by the Democratic governor. All those committees, both houses, were... dominated by the Democratic Party, and that bill passed, and 39 million Californians are suffering the consequences.
It's extraordinary to me that the federal government has paid out over $3.5 billion to Americans who were damaged or injured by mandatory vaccinations. Yet Congressman Adam Schiff has sponsored essentially a sense of the House resolution, which declares that the federal government has never spent a dime, has never paid out a dime in damages done by vaccinations. This is like sponsoring legislation that says, for example, the Holocaust never happened. We're going to talk about this with Michelle Ford, who is active with the Vaccination Injury Awareness League coming up. But I commend your book, Kevin, to anyone who questions this story of the unsafety of vaccinations. Tired of being called a conspiracy theorist and a crook when the science and the numbers show the enormous damage. I, by the way, believe that there's probably nothing wrong with vaccinations. It's what's in the vaccinations that seems to be causing problems. And evidently changing that would cost Big Pharma millions and millions of dollars. I'm extraordinarily disappointed in this narrow sense. Look, I love the record stock market. I love unemployment at an all-time low. I love the record housing market. I like the fact that the president seems determined to renegotiate some of these bum trade agreements that are destroying our job market. But where I am very disappointed was in the president's announcement when he was the president-elect that he would appoint a commission to investigate vaccination safety, and that he would ask the activist and environmentalist Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the senator of the late New York senator, the son of the late New York senator, to head such a commission. Kennedy is known as a man of integrity who's extremely well-versed on this issue. Yet since that time, the president has declared an opioid crisis, and he's appointed a commission to pursue that, which is a vital public health issue. But so far, we have no commission, and I am told that Mr. Kennedy hears nothing from the White House. This is disappointing because the president is known to have his own personal concerns about the safety of vaccinations. He expressed them numerous times in the campaign. Does the president know that his FDA appointee to head the FDA is a mandatory vaccination advocate? It really is extraordinary that we're allowing the massive wealth transfer of billions of dollars in injuries to chronic lifetime medical issues while removing millions of future adults from ever working because of this mandatory vaccination policy. Vaccination safety requires rigorous science backed by true quality control. We don't have that today. None of it exists in the FDA, something that the president should understand as a builder and someone who is exacting in his standards. So I ask again, I call on the president, please follow through on your pledge. Let's see where the science is. You can appoint advocates of vaccinations to the commission if you wish. Mr. Kennedy would be an able choice to chair this panel and get to the bottom of this question. As for this Christmas, I urge you to pick up a copy of Kevin Berry's terrific book, Vaccination or Vaccine Whistleblower. This was the first book that I read on the topic, and it very, very clearly opened my eyes. Kevin Berry, thanks for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. Folks, this is an issue that I think most of you know the mainstream media has a virtual blockade on. You're not going to find CNN or Fox or ABC or NBC or CBS talking about the issue of vaccination safety. Yet we plow straight ahead here at InfoWars, going where the science and the facts take us. And if you like our style, if you like the way we are busting the chops of the political establishment, take a moment to go to the InfoWars.com store now and look at the terrific, deep discounted products there. This is the lifeblood of InfoWars. This is what keeps us able to expand and bring you stunning news like today. Gay hookups in the presidential limousine. Bill Clinton using the presidential limousine to trawl for hookers. You won't find the stunning truth in the mainstream media. You'll only find it in a handful of alt-right and conservative independent media organizations. And the very best of those, the cutting edge, the tip of the spear, is right here at InfoWars. Please go to the store, folks, and help us keep this fight alive.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Roger Stone. Joining us now is Michelle Ford of the Vaccination Injury Awareness League, an activist and one of the most informed people I know on the issue of vaccination safety. It was Michelle Ford who brought my attention to the idea that Congressman Adam Schiff has sponsored essentially a resolution declaring that the federal government has never paid out even a farthing, even a penny, for injury of citizens by vaccinations. Michelle, would you now correct the record for us?
Thank you so much, Roger. Yes, I'd love to correct the record. Because, you know, essentially Adam Schiff is saying that there's no credible evidence whatsoever of vaccine injury, yet the Federal Court of Claims has paid out over $3.7 billion since the vaccine, National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act was passed in 1986. So it's ridiculous to try to make a claim that vaccine injuries don't exist when the government is regularly paying out vaccine injuries. It's horrible.
And
so,
where does that information exist? How do we document that that has happened?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my favorite place to find it is the Mom Street Journal. Lori Gregory is a blogger and a mom, and she has done incredible research on the Federal Court of Claims. And actually, 1 year ago today, November 29th, 2016, she reported on a flu vaccine injury payout increase of almost 400%. And then shortly thereafter, when the 2016 report came out, she issued another blog post indicating that the flu vaccine injury had increased by an additional 1,188% over prior year. So I love to go to the momstreetjournal.com because she's got all of the embedded links, and you can quickly and easily locate the Federal Court of Claims report that will bring you right to the Federal Court of Claims. Because if you try to Google it, you're going to be on a little bit of a rabbit hole witch hunt looking for that thing. But it's right there embedded in her articles.
Well, I'm very familiar with the terrific work of Lori Gregory. We're going to get her on here at InfoWars to continue our dialogue on this important issue. As I recall, there's actually a website, doesn't have much of a search engine, that is posted by the government that details these incredible payouts. So it's hard to fathom how a member of Congress can deny reality. It's like saying the sky isn't blue or rain isn't wet. It is an undisputed fact. I don't know if Mr. Schiff is seeking contributions from Big Pharma, or why he would promulgate a lie, an extraordinary lie. You brought my attention to the website. Tell us a little bit about that.
Which website are you talking about? The Federal Court of Claims website?
Yes. Let me give you the exact name from some of your extraordinary research. But this is the national, let's see, here it is, the HMOs under the CDC collected this information, Kaiser and others. And so address that, if you would.
Okay, so there's something called the Vaccine Safety Data Link. And it was in partnership with the CDC. It was formed in the early 1990s after the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act went into effect. And essentially, Roger, it's a warehouse of data that independent researchers do not have easy access to. In fact, I only know of two independent science researchers who had access to it, and they were not allowed to photograph the details, take photocopies, remove any of the data from their visit, essentially. They were only able to take notes. But there are several medical insurance HMOs that participate in warehousing this vaccine data. And if they would just allow independent researchers to have access to that data, the public would be able to scrutinize the data that's in there and have a look at what's really going on. But the data is being kept private from the public. I believe that there's about a $10 million annual budget to keep it locked up through the America's Health Insurance Plans, the AHIP. And because it's a private entity, the AHIP, that information cannot be requested through the Freedom of Information Act. So we've got Kaiser Permanente of Washington, the Northwest, Northern California, Southern California, Colorado. We also have Health Partners in Minnesota, Marshfield Clinic in Wisconsin, Harvard Pilgrim in Maine. And all of these HMOs partner with the CDC to keep that public, the information away from the public. So it's horrible that we don't have access to that data.
Yeah, you've got almost two decades of information that the American people should be entitled to, and it documents the very payouts that we're talking about, the payouts that Adam Schiff insists never really happened. What is your view now of the president's seeming inaction on his pledge to appoint a commission to study vaccination safety. I know that you, like me, were very pleased by the president's indication that Robert Kennedy Jr., the son of the former New York U.S. Senator, would head such a commission under the Trump administration. But as I understand it, despite that early offer by the president, or I should say promise, Mr. Kennedy has heard nothing. How do you think we can get this back on track?
I think that, you know, Trump is a businessman, and Trump needs to be able to have access to these numbers. Is he aware that there's been $3.7 billion paid out in vaccine injury? Is he aware that there's about $10 million a year keeping information away from the American public? Is someone in Congress keeping track of the increased number of children with disabilities? Is anyone keeping track of the exorbitant expenses involved with raising a child with autism? You know, we're essentially trading short-term illness, a short-term disease, for chronic, lifelong illness. And it's crippling our country. It will, in the long term, cripple our economy. And Dr. Stephanie Seneff of MIT, she's an incredibly gifted mathematician, and she's got so many letters after her name, I don't even know all of them. But she did the math and essentially figured out that by the year 2032, 50% of all children are going to be diagnosed with autism and 80% of boys. So what's that going to do to our country as an economy? How are we going to be a viable force in this world? So I think that if someone can speak to Trump about the numbers, that may be the thing that's going to have him wake up to this reality. The other thing, too, Roger, if you don't mind that I take a moment, I really urge the president to overturn Executive Order number 13139, which was the executive order under Bill Clinton, which mandated anthrax vaccines for all of our active duty military. It is a forced situation. These active duty military have no choice in the matter. There have been court martials, and this is horrible. We're seeing lots and lots of disability. There's an incredible film called Vaccine Syndrome by a filmmaker named Scott Miller, who has spent the last 15 years detailing what's happening to our active duty military's health and, frankly, the health of their offspring by having had to be forced to take the anthrax vaccine. So it's not just a problem for children. It's also a problem for adults. We saw, you know, earlier this week, 50 nurses in Minnesota were excused from their job by Essentia Health in Minnesota for refusing to take the flu vaccine. And some of these nurses didn't want to take the vaccine because they had suffered a vaccine reaction. So vaccine reactions are very real. Pretending that they don't exist would be like pretending that other drugs don't have reactions. And we know that that's simply not the truth. They do cause reactions.
All right. Thank you, Michelle Ford, for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. You stay on top. Now, Lori Gregory, many thanks.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. You're listening to the app.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
after years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest